Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Born in a small town. And I live in a small town.
It's John Mellencamp, also known as John Cougar. Also known as John Cougar Mellencamp. A little bit of Heartland rock and roll bringing us back on the Small Business Advocate Show. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Ruth King. Ruth is the author of The Ugly Truth About Small Business. And then a brand new book coming out for Christmas. Tell us the title again, Ruth.
The Courage to Be Profitable, Get and Stay Profitable in Less than 30 Minutes a Month.
The Courage to Get and Stay Profitable. I'm sorry.
The Courage to Be Profitable.
Oh, The Courage to Be Profitable.
Yeah, then Get and Stay Profitable in Less than 30 Minutes a Month.
Okay, all right. Well, I didn't realize it was going to be homework, Ruth. I thought...
Oh, yeah, you know me.
I didn't realize the title was going to be like homework, Ruth. So, so it is by Ruth King. Tell us where it's going to be available everywhere.
It's going to be available everywhere, and I'll have my website's being worked on right now called www.thecouragetobeprofitable.com.
And we're launching that puppy on this show when it comes out, right?
That's it. I promise you that.
So that's coming up real soon, folks. We're talking about the Small Business World Summit. Okay, you talked about a bunch of things. In the previous segment, we talked a little about HR, a little profitability. What did you learn about leadership? What are people going to learn this weekend? Folks, don't forget, you can go this weekend, smallbusinessworldsummit.com, and three nights, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you can attend this event virtually. And ultimately, in all three nights, see all nine segments, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And learn more about whether you decide whether you like it or not, whether it'll help you. But the first, this weekend is free. She's giving it away, which we appreciate that about her. So, okay, what did you learn about leadership? What will they learn about leadership?
First of all, you got to lead yourself, and you've got to know where you're going and be able to communicate. And then once you're doing that, the issue is, the people you have that are older are not motivated the same way the people that you have are younger, but you have to get them all working in the same direction. And Susie does a really good job of showing you exactly
about,
how to
does
do it.
She talk about the generations? Because I think, Ruth, you and I are, you're a lot younger than I am, but we've been around a while, and so I've never seen a time when there was many diverse generational attitudes as there are right now.
And she talks about that and how to motivate the 22-year-old versus the 45-year-old versus the 60-year-old. Yeah,
and you do that without any alcohol or illicit drugs.
That's right. No illicit drugs and no alcohol.
and no hypnotism or anything. So what else on leadership? What else does she help with?
It's going through a whole process of communications and how to really communicate with each one of them and making sure that you have tracking and making sure that everybody has the goals and is monitoring, you know, where they're going and getting everybody into an esprit de corps and moving in the same direction.
I just did an interview before you on the Well Done series of programs where they catch people doing something right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the important part of leadership, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Not just gigging people, not just slapping their hand, not just waiting until they mess up to comment, but catch them doing something right. Isn't that important in leadership?
That's really important. And if you praise in public and punish in private.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right. So that's leadership. What about marketing?
Marketing, Beth does a thing. We did a program on how to do market research on a shoestring budget, and she gives you places to go, surveys to do, questions to ask, because most small business owners don't have the dollars that, you know, large corporations do.
Right, exactly, or the people.
Yep. And she talks about going to your customers first and finding out what their needs are and asking the questions.
Imagine
there.
That.
Yeah.
Actually ask the customer. Well, you know what I've said for a long time, Ruth. If you want to know the key to your success, find out what customers want, ask them what they want, and then give it to them.
Yeah, there's nothing minor detail, right?
There's nothing complicated about that, is there?
No.
And how much did that cost, by the way?
Zero.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. So they're going to talk about that in this summit. What about coaching? Now, this is something that I think we can all use more of.
Yeah, Jacqueline Wells did a phenomenal presentation about fear.
Fear?
Fear. And the fear of success and the fear of growing and just
getting
after it.
That's an interesting phenomenon, isn't it? The fear of success.
Yeah.
And people have that, don't they?
Yeah, or they have the fear of failure, one of the two. But the fear of success is more subtle.
It's the one, what is the one that you're not expecting?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the one that can't be explained, really. And fear of failure can be explained. I don't want to lose.
Yeah.
But fear of success is hard to explain, isn't it?
Well, not only is it hard to express, but it's also something that can really, you do really well, you get to a certain point, you sabotage yourself.
Yeah, there you go. And many people do that, folks. I've seen it myself. Hey, Ruth, smallbusinessworldsummit.com, right?
That's it. Go
this register weekend,
now.
Folks.
Yeah.
Go register, check
right
it
now.
Out. Congratulations, Ruth. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.